I'm quite astonished at his comment, to be honest, because the Supporters Trust are aware of the terms of a bid that was made, I think it was in July. It wasn't our bid, but it was actually based on the bid that we made last year, but with £10 million on top. Now, we appreciate that the bidder has requested anonymity, and that has to be respected, and I don't think that's particularly unusual. And we're also aware, of course, that there is litigation between Valeri Bellicon and the Oystons, which remains unresolved. So it makes it very difficult for anyone to make a formal bid, but you know, we have been informed and we have seen the details of this proposal, bid, whatever you want to call it, inquiry maybe, that was put to them back in July. So I don't understand why Carl Oyston is saying that they've had nothing at all.
I guess there's a difference between a bid and an inquiry, isn't there?
Possibly, maybe this is just the use of semantics, but the fact is there's people out there that are interested in Blackpool Football Club and acquiring it.
And I respect what you say about anonymity, unfortunately, I suppose, until it comes to light properly and we see all the paperwork and it's out there in the public domain, it is really your word against his, isn't it?
Well, I suppose that's what it comes down to. But, you know, the Supporters Trust, we are a pretty decent organisation, and I have no reason to believe that this bid wasn't genuine.
One of the other things that Carl goes on to talk about in the interview is the protest on Sunday. Every fan, including the BST, have a right to protest against the way that the club is being run by the Oyston family. But he did mention that there was a bit of egg throwing. What's your response to that?
Well, I was there the whole afternoon, and I have to say that I personally didn't witness any of that, but I was busy speaking with people and whatever. But I think it's just been massively, massively exaggerated. Of course, the Supporters Trust, we actually put a statement out in the morning. We ask people to respect each other, and it is absolutely vital, and I do appeal to people not to get carried away. You know, passions are running high where our club is concerned. And I do get that, but we do need to be respectful. But at the same time, what I did witness was some sort of rude gestures, etc., and some unpleasantness from people going in towards the protesters as well. So it is a two-way street. And I think the important thing is to focus on what's actually going on. Most people were there. They have a right to protest, as you've said. And we're not going to ask people not to do it because of a handful of people who perhaps go too far. The real story here is the empty seats. The real story is the incredible boycott that Blackpool fans are consistently maintaining. That is a massive, massive story, and I don't think it gets enough coverage, quite frankly. People who have watched and have supported Blackpool for generations are literally saying no more. There is a reason for that, and that is very, very powerful. And the reason we want to protest is that we need to get the message across to the Oystons that they've crossed a line, it's too late, they need to go. We really mean it when we say we're not coming back until they've gone. They can put an end to this, and they need to do so.
Just one final thing on that. I know there were plenty of people that did protest on Sunday, but the weather wasn't brilliant. Does there come a point where fans might get protest fatigue and think, well, you know, nothing's going to happen. There's a bit of apathy creeps in and you're not going to get people supporting the boycotts and protests?
Well, I think the apathy has already set in to a degree, or the protest fatigue. The simple fact is, because people are not attending games anymore, we don't have that sort of focal point anymore. Mm. But that's why I say that the protest is the boycott. The empty seats, it tells you the story. And the fact that it's not just a few, the majority of Blackpool fans have decided to do this. That is massive, really. It's a massively powerful statement that fans can make. And it hurts, you know, it really, really hurts. Real fans not going to see their own team is a big deal. And we wouldn't do it if we felt that there was any alternative. But unfortunately, because the Oystons and Blackpool Football Club are at the moment linked together, we cannot sustain one without feeding the other. That is the dilemma that we face. So we feel that there is nothing left for us other than to literally starve them of the oxygen of revenue. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we are not going to stop doing until this matter is resolved.